AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans in the Senate went after Secretary of State Antony Blinken for the U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan.
The administration is paying itself on the back for this evacuation is like an arsonist taking credit for saving people from the burning building he just set on fire.
That is Idaho's Jim Risch. Blinken responded to criticism from both parties.
By January of 2021, the Taliban was in its strongest military position since 9/11. And we had the smallest number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan since 2001. As a result, upon taking office, President Biden immediately faced the choice between ending the war or escalating it.
Also, new intelligence estimates warn al-Qaeda could soon again use Afghan soil to plot attacks on the U.S. A 22-year-old Marine from Indiana who was killed last month in Afghanistan, Corporal Humberto Sanchez, is being remembered as a hero. Former Vice President and Indiana native Mike Pence spoke at the funeral.
Words fail when heroes fall. But we will do our best to reflect on this incredible and heroic man.
Cases are concentrated mostly in the South, but the number of coronavirus cases and deaths in the U.S. is back to levels from last winter. The city council in Chicago agreed to pay a total of $20.5 million to two of at least a dozen men who have had murder convictions dismissed after being allegedly framed by the same police detective. In Phoenix, a judge declared a mistrial at the trial of the founders of the lucrative classified site Backpage.com on charges of facilitating prostitution and laundering money. It was determined prosecutors had too many references to child sex trafficking in a case where no one was charged with child sex trafficking. The Dow finished down 292 points. This is AP News. Former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights entered pleas to federal charges.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights have pleaded not guilty in a federal hearing that included arguments on several pretrial motions. One of those was a request to hold separate trials. Among the four indicted by the federal grand jury, Derek Chauvin, who's serving a 22-and-a-half-year sentence for murder in Floyd's death. All four appeared in court remotely via video conference. The hearing also addressed roughly 40 pretrial motions, though many were similar. Most of the motions were routine, such as agreeing when names of witnesses would be disclosed. I'm Shelley Adler.
The slaughter of more than 1,400 white-sided dolphins, part of a four-century-old traditional drive of sea mammals into shallow water, has reignited a debate on a small island in northern Europe. Ed Donahue, AP News.